Studio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
We hope you'll really like.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
But likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of forecasts you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. Axiom projects Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The president's national emergency declaration to pay for a southern border wall getting pushback in courts and on the streets.
Organized by a coalition of activist groups led by MoveOn.org. Their goal? Address what MoveOn's campaign director calls, quote, this false crisis is an illegal, unconstitutional power grab.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Democratic lawmakers, meanwhile, preparing a resolution opposing the declaration, something a top White House advisor says the president is prepared hired to veto. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe talking Russia collusion and why he launched a counter-intel investigation into it, telling CBS's 60 Minutes he'd spoken with Rod Rosenstein.
The Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House.
The Senate Judiciary Chair says he's going to find out what really happened. This is Fox News.
Break your butt up for shizzle.
Show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Forced to Work on President's Day.
Mr. Forced to Work on President's Day.
There you sit in your cubicle of persecution, wondering why your belief system has been mocked and desecrated.
Where is the outrage?
Yes, punching that time clock this morning was like punching Lady Liberty in her giant copper stomach.
Oh, the humanity.
While other Americans are home celebrating in their sleep, you're dancing on the grave of George Washington, or Lincoln, or someone.
Don't tread on me now.
So go ahead, climb out of bed and join the other millions of downtrodden patriots forced to renounce their citizenship, set fire to the flag, and report to work on President's Day. Or as your constitution-shredding boss calls it, Monday.
Mr. Forced to Work on President's Day.
The history of our nation, there have been some great presidential quotations.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I did not have sexual relations with Miss Lewinsky.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You found a morning radio program that sometimes sounds presidential. Other times, not so much. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Read my lips.
Jay Scott.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Emily Hayes.
What difference at this point does it make?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Well, I'm not a crook.
And Rich Thomas.
I am going to be the greatest president that God ever created.
Now make yourself comfortable in that big comfy chair in the Oval Office.
We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning.
Here comes three men and a lady.
All right, let's reach out to our vast President's Day audience. Maybe you're listening at home. The gang's all here. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, in this van.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Radar looks like it has measles this morning. Just little spots, tiny spots of rain out there early this morning. So it's a cloudy start on this President's Day. I think this will end early. We'll have a cloudy start, then partly sunny later. and really the best day of the week weather-wise, with a high today around 64. Enjoy it. Things are about to change. Cloudy tonight, shower late tonight, maybe low 48. Tomorrow, breezy, chilly, periods of rain, high 54. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms at times. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. High 73 Wednesday, 77 Thursday. More storms on Friday. We'll tease 80 degrees. Right now, this morning, it's cloudy, patchy drizzle. It's 53 at 610.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Hey, kids. We have a call already?
Yeah, my computer can't go as many days as it went without being plugged in. Oh. So it's starting up again.
Oh.
But that's Mumnut on the line.
Hello, Mumnut.
Yes, still alive.
Well, anyway. We're glad to hear that.
I'm not a president, but I did used to be a king.
You're still the king? King Mumnut the
First. I'm still the king.
Still the king.
Yeah, I got to get back down there one day.
I hope you will. We'll be there Wednesday. Is this the Wednesday we're celebrating Amy's birthday? No, that's a week from Wednesday.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Well, anyway, how y'all been?
Just fine.
Just enjoying the holiday.
Yeah, I'll tell you, yesterday I went to...
I had to do a double take when he said that. Like, come on.
I got to start going to Home Depot more often because every time I go there... I've got listeners everywhere. Kenny was the guy who helped me find lattice to put around my outdoor shed yesterday. Oh, and what a fuss. Saturday at 3 p.m., I did a countdown with Rick Clark.
Oh, for the tub?
And I turned the tub on because it was ready to be used. It was like a great moment. I had 15 baths this weekend. I got to catch up.
He's kind of
pruny.
Pruny, yeah.
Mumnut, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate hearing from you. It is 6:11.
What? Yeah, okay. Y'all have a good one.
All right. And I was at Food Outlet yesterday.
Yes, you did.
And I did pick up a package of ribeyes for breakfast. I don't know whether that'll be tomorrow or Wednesday.
The meatloaf downstairs is amazing.
Phenomenal.
Do you see that ketchup on top of that meatloaf?
Downstairs?
That's just wrong.
Don't start with me what's appropriate for meatloaf.
That's just
actually
wrong.
You know, I had the exact same thing that you're having.
Uh-huh.
Don't I have that drop here somewhere?
About the meatloaf?
I'll have what she's having. No, I gotta see. Hang on.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gotta find a spot for that. That's too good not to have in here. Maybe it's time to get rid of Enrico Palazzo, huh?
I mean, it's time.
I know.
Y'all just need some time. When you wake up in the morning, you need some time to kind of boot up, right? You don't need to be bombarded with a bunch of questions.
I have to boot up pretty quickly.
Well, I know, because y'all do more important things than I do, but I'm just saying.
I didn't mean it that way.
It's true.
So, when I get here in the morning, I'm just about booted up, but whatever little bit is left of not being booted up, Dr. Sam greets me at the front door.
Yes.
In his loud, booming voice.
He's coffeed up this morning, let me tell you.
I tell you what. Well, I just about had a situation downstairs where it was a Fred Sanford, I'm coming to you, Elizabeth, moment. Because I got through the front door.
Right. Shut up, dummy.
I come through the front door, and you know, everything's dark.
Uh-huh.
Downstairs, not dark, but none of the main lights are turned on or anything like that. Yeah. So I come through the safety door. What would you call that? The one with the magnet, Jay.
That's the safety door.
The safety door.
Yeah, it's just a door between the lobby and the hallway.
Yeah. So I'm coming through that door, and you know it's kind of a narrow passage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Back hallway's dark, not any lights on.
Mm-hmm.
I open the door, and boom! There's Jeff. like face to face, not expecting Jeff to be there. It's dark. It frightened me. I hollered. No expletives, though, but I did holler. Needless to say, I'm fully awake now.
So you say you're startled by Jeff Belaki?
I'm telling you, I couldn't get through. I could not get into the radio station without being bombarded with a bunch of energy that I wasn't prepared for.
Oh. Sam's like that, though. He's always
upbeat. I expect it from Dr. Sam.
Yeah, he's...
God love him. You can't hear anything. Good Lord.
Huh? Yeah, I'm going to have a very difficult time doing a show today.
You have puppies, like, though. Don't you get bombarded with energy every morning?
Hey, baby.
In the morning when I let them out, they're still like half awake. So they do what I like to call their stretch, their dog yoga as they go outside to use the bathroom.
Speaking of puppies.
There's a cute puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, gub.
Let's see it close up.
Look at that
little
face.
Oh, precious.
Baby face.
Look at your fur.
Love puppies.
Oh, the little tongue sticking out at the end.
This is just puppy smell a little bit, but they're great.
I love closed captioning.
I'm not saying this guy is going to be a Morning Maroon nominee, but he's going to get consideration for the way he handled Valentine's Day. He thought his wife had asked for a bouquet of turnips.
The first thing, I didn't know how to react. It was like, oh, really? Of course, I had just had my first cup of coffee, and then it dawned on me that he—I didn't think he was really paying attention when he said, "Yes, I heard you."
Well, first thing popped in my mind was, I thought you said turnips. No, I said tulips, and I was like, but when you went, we was going to bed, I misunderstood you, and yeah, I really did a boo-boo on that one.
Menthol Mike.
We're going to let her cook it. I went out and got the tulips and the balloon to make it up for what I did to boo-boo.
Yeah, everything's fine now. He tried really hard, so everything's
Bless
good to go.
Heart.
Yes, I bought the bucket to put the turnips in. I thought I did good.
You know, it sounds like an Alexa.
Fried taters.
Sounds like an Alexa mistake. I'm ordering turnips now.
How sweet, though. I mean, he tried. He was listening. Like, yeah, he came home with turnips, but he came home with something.
That's funny.
Some folk call it turnips.
Hey, fried bologna later this week.
Ooh. Yeah.
Fried bologna, because Ziegler bologna was $1.67. And it's not like I buy what's on sale. I do that with the steak cuts.
You're just very...
But why not buy what's on sale?
You're just a smart shopper.
I try to be. Bananas, 44 cents a pound at Food Outlet.
Yeah,
I have been shopping there 6 years, and the cost of bananas has gone up one penny. That's inflation. I picked up a dozen Sure Fine medium eggs. I'm going to make a couple of key lime pies this week.
Oh, man.
99 cents for those. The ribeyes were $6.98, and I bought literally a perfect three-pack of identical cuts that will look so good on your plate with some farm-fresh scrambled eggs. And a great big piece of, toast.
Is the meatloaf spicier this morning? Just a tad?
Yeah. I was hoping it wasn't too spicy.
No, it was just right.
And that's why I like to melt the American cheese into the rocky crevices of the meatloaf texture.
The rocky crevices.
Yes, the rocky crevices. Yo, Adrian, I'm rocky crevices.
When are you going to write a cookbook?
Oh, what am I going to do? A lot of things. I got to get the damn book.
You should really start doing some stuff, you know. You could help some folks out.
Anyway, Food Outlet has three locations. We'll give away $10 of free shopping later after random facts. Following that, we'll do a pop quiz and give that away. Locations in Millbrook on Highway 14, Main Street in the Preferred Community. And yesterday, I actually sent Bailey her chicken tender picture early, about 7:30.
We noted that.
And they just looked beautiful there.
You got to our door early.
Yeah, I was running ahead. I'm trying to run ahead. I'm trying to get ahead because I'm feeling better.
Okay.
My bathtub works again.
Hooray!
The miracle of Whirlpool. 6:18, local news, right back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies say a former police officer who was a murder suspect shot and killed himself Sunday afternoon. James Chadwick Green was wanted in connection to the shooting death of his ex-wife in Sampson. Deputies pulled him over on I-65 and say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Montgomery police say a woman has life-threatening injuries after being burned Saturday. This incident happened on Delrata Place. Police say a man was also injured and will be taken into custody after his release from the hospital. And one person has life-threatening injuries after a two-car crash Sunday. Montgomery police say this happened at the intersection of Eastern Boulevard and Buckboard Road. Police have not said what caused the crash. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
It's Monday.
Good morning.
Wrong again.
I am not a morning person.
I hate mornings.
Let's get to work.
I hate Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
No, I'm not crazy about them either. I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's time for...
What is it?
Showtime.
Showtime, Greg.
It's showtime. I'm ready.
It's electric. Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
We pride ourselves on not being an alarmist radio station. But your toaster could be exposing you to more pollution than a busy intersection.
Jeez, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. One more thing to the ever-spanning list of stuff that can kill you. This report says that fumes from your toaster are so toxic, it's worse for you than standing in a busy intersection during rush hour. When you push the button down, it starts sending toxic particles into the air, which can then linger in the room and end up in your lungs.
That's my toaster. It also plays music.
It also happens to other things that produce trace amount of toxins like candles, air purifiers, and cleaning products. And using your stove or oven to cook does it too. But toasters are the worst because they release more fine particles. So according to the World Health Organization, the ideal amount is less than 25 micrograms per cubic meter of air. So making toast can easily increase that number of particles to 300. If you like your toast burnt, it's more like 3,000. Two things you can do to make your toast a little bit safer. One, don't toast it quite as much. And open a window or turn on a fan.
Play some music.
Because you don't want, you know, like if you die from this, you don't want people coming
yellow card
to your viewings.
No, he got it. It's 250.
We didn't get a text already, did we?
It's 250.
No. Just don't want to get one, that's all.
No, I don't want to get one either.
This is travel
day. I don't have enough to do besides keep up with equipment that should have been fixed 4 years ago. Not that I wasn't warned.
Fire you with primitive radio equipment.
So basically, it's that, but, you know, for people to come and see and say, what happened? Why so young? His toaster got him. With micro parts.
Toaster.
He's killed by his toaster. Now, that can happen if you happen to walk into the bathroom with your toaster plugged in and jump in the tub.
Yeah, that's another problem.
Yeah, it happens all the time. We have the timeline for the...
18th of February.
I was going to say that.
I got you.
I'm just a little slow on the draw.
It's an important day for me.
I mentioned Mr. Electric.
Okay.
With if you're getting a tax run this year... Tax refund this year. Why not put that money to good use by updating your electrical system or adding smart technology like the Boodles did with the Ring doorbell system? Because we wanted to be just like Rich. Yeah, I love the thing though. You know, it has an added bonus. I mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. Not only does it catch anything coming and going off the property, and we have ours. We used a lot of what President Bush. We may as well say his name on President's Day. We call strategery. In the location of those things. But when I was down in Florida, I would get the notifications there, and it was kind of nice to look back at the house and see the doggies and Mrs. Rutterbuttle and anybody else that was around. So it's like the most immediate connection to home that you can have. So use that tax refund wisely, not only invest in your home, but your security. Mr. Electric can do that for you. 269-8886. And if your home is older, more than 20 years, and you've never had it inspected, that's a good idea. 269-8886. 269-8886 for Mr. Electric. Or if you'd like to learn more, these are, by the way, upfront pricing, on-time appointments, not windows. When they give you appointment time, that's when they're going to be there. You're going to love the customer service and expertise at Mr. Electric. 624. We've got our first look at the roads, although I don't know what we're expecting today. Most of the traffic will probably come after 9 o'clock when people wake up to go buy President's Day sales stuff.
Yeah.
But let's see what we... Actually, this is kind of a long report from Balaki. Timeline next with Rich Thomas.
Good Monday morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic been checking with all the authorities, the local police, the county, and the state troopers, and we have an accident for you on I-65 southbound. It's between the 150 and 160 mile marker. It is on the southbound side. Shouldn't cause you any trouble coming into Montgomery. If you're headed out of town, look out for that. Troopers are en route to take care of that accident. Around the city on the boulevard, everything looks pretty good. We see a little bunching up of traffic already around Vaughn Road and the I-85 intersection. Other than that, it's a smooth ride if you're coming in from Wetumpka. Everything's great until you get right down to the boulevard. There's a little bit of traffic right there as you join the boulevard. Remember, buses are out picking up kids this morning. Be careful. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. The College for Real Careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Intellectually
honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's our holiday in February, and not just for the sales. The presidents affect me every day. Listen to my tale. I was washing tons of clothes, water's leaking on the floor. Jefferson is home too late, he's out with the girl next door. Ike Carter sneaking in the back, past the bushes in the haze. I'd feel more better if I'd tailored, she had to go away. It's a harding being tough, it will pierce my heart to say. Hoover makes me mad, Wilson's half the Bracken leg. Eyes an hour before bedtime, and I grant you this today. LB jumping in my Ford if Jefferson is late. He said my Tyler had a flat, a nail poked it in the side. You think you can't get home, but you can, and I'll tell you why. I know the jack's in the trunk, right behind the spare. Garfield around there in the dark, I'm sure you'll find it there. Harrison, you're late again, don't make your mama cry. Arthur thinks that you're not telling us, give it the Coolidge try. Eyes an hour before bedtime, and I grant you this today. LB jumping in my Ford if Jefferson is late.
Devilishly clever.
It is at 6:30 with the timeline for the 18th of February. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
The 49th day of the year, 316 days remain on President's Day. It's also National Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day.
Oh!
If I had known.
You should have checked with Rich.
It's National Drink Wine Day.
You could have told me.
You can very easily do that still.
Drink wine?
Yes.
Yeah. You know that in France they do that in the morning.
You know what? My life would be so much better, and y'all's lives would be too, if I could just have a mimosa every morning.
That's why every time Germany invades France, they lose in like 3 weeks because they're all hammered.
How can you drink wine all day if you don't start in the morning?
'Tis true.
It's National Hate Florida Day.
I'm there. Sign me up for that one. Did you see what I posted on Facebook? It's a car. Kathleen sent me the picture. She was out in traffic. She does a pet sitting service. So she was out in traffic on her way to visit a client and sent me a picture of a car. The back
That one.
Door of which is being held on with bungee cord.
I have not seen that yet.
Look at that!
You're kidding me!
No.
That
is not fair.
Hold my beer while I...
Yeah.
1861, Jefferson Davis becomes the provisional president of the Confederate States of America. As it turns out, he was the first and last president of the Confederacy. Born in Kentucky, raised in Mississippi, graduated from West Point.
On Aerial America, I saw the prison he was kept in Virginia for 2 years.
You know, a lot of those guys all went to West Point on both sides, the North and South. So some of them were friends, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of them were friends. 1885 in the state, 134 years ago, Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was published for the very first time. Wouldn't fly today.
Near.
That's very controversial as far as the wording goes. 90 years ago, 1929, the first Academy Award winners announced, but the actual awards weren't handed out until 3 months later. It was on this day, 89 years ago in 1930, a ninth planet of the solar system, Pluto, was discovered. In 2006, we all know the status of the planet was cruelly ripped away. Jeez. You know, you think you're a planet, and then you're not.
You live your whole life thinking you're a planet, and then some bossy scientific egghead comes along and tells you, no.
65 years ago in 54, Church of Scientology Incorporated and opened, first location, Los Angeles. 1965, The Kinks, number one with Tired of Waiting for You.
Oh, it's such a good song.
It is. 66, Brian Williams recorded the future classic Good Vibrations. As a child, his mother had told him that dogs pick up vibrations from people, so a dog would bark at bad vibrations, so that's how he got the idea for the song.
That's neat.
One of the great classics of all time has a 00 intro. We'll be featuring cold open songs every day for the rest of the week starting tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, tune in. 45 years ago in 74, Kiss released their self-entitled debut album. 42 years ago in 77, Space Shuttle Enterprise went on its maiden flight in the Mojave Desert on top of a Boeing 747. And now, our song of the day. This will hopefully get your engine started on a Monday morning. Uh-oh, my blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold because my angel... See, she's a centerfold. Fall of 81 here. Number one song, Jay Giles Band, Centerfold, on your President's Day Monday morning timeline. You ready, guys?
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause
morning. Jay Giles Band.
Angel. Yeah, you started something similar. Just like you promised.
1994, 25 years ago, Chicago Cubs broadcast legend Harry Carey died in California at the age of 83. And 18 years ago, 2001, I was watching live the NASCAR legend Dale Earnhardt died in a multi-car crash on the last lap of the Daytona 500. Sure didn't look like a big deal crash.
No, it didn't. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they had 21 cars.
Oh, geez. That was amazing. Right at the end there, six laps to go. He was 49. 7 years ago, 2012, Whitney Houston laid to rest. The funeral included Stevie Wonder, Alicia Keys, R. Kelly. R. Kelly.
Oh, jeez.
Some birthdays. Molly Ringwald is 51. Brat Packer. Matt Dillon is 55. That's also hard to believe. Vanna White, 62 today. She makes $10 million a year turning letters. She's worth $50 million. John Travolta is worth $175 million. He's 65 today.
Vinny Barbarino is 65.
He parks jets in his driveway.
Yes. In fact, the government of Australia and Qatar Airlines offered him a 747. They were going to retire, but he says...
No, I got my 737. That's enough.
Right? I got money, but
I've got one already, a big
dance.
One. Juice Newton, she's the queen of hearts. She's 67. Sybil Shepherd is 69 today. Dennis DeYoung from the group, you remember the group Styx?
Have I told you guys? I used to work for them.
Is that right?
Styx! Yeah.
Dennis DeYoung is 72 today.
He's 72?
Yeah, he is, Kilroy.
Yeah, no wonder the old biddy is.
The old biddy.
They used to call him Primo, because he was like a 72-year-old man.
Yeah.
50 years ago. Oh.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Can you be a little more dramatic with your cues so I know what the hell you're talking about?
Hey, Yoko Ono is how old today?
86.
86 is right.
Yes, I got one!
She's worth $600 million. John Hughes... would have had a birthday today. He was 58 when he dropped dead on a New York City street, heart attack. He wrote and directed Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Weird Science, Ferris Bueller's Days Off, Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and then he wrote all the Vacation movies, Pretty in Pink, and Home Alone. We have a birthday and anniversary just 10 days away.
Yeah,
10 days.
Whoa!
20 days until we spring forward. Spring begins in 30 days. Baseball in Montgomery, Max Capital City Classic in 35 days. And Mother's Day is in 83 days.
Neem.
That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rick Thomas. I can't find the dang winning word list. Not the right one, anyway.
Oh, man.
The one I printed was last.
Poopy chickens.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I forgot about my birthday. So Rich reminded me just now.
Can we pay off your wedding gifts before we buy you anything for your birthday? I'm kidding, of course. Let's see. What did we do last week? We do have it.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
melt.
Oh, like that cheese?
Yeah, like delicious homemade chicken salad made with nothing but the highest quality, freshest ingredients, just the way Nana taught Bob to do. That's his grandma. Come by for lunch. Melt is the word I'll need between 3 and 6 this afternoon by the ninth caller at 272-9228. 272-9228. You'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Time now is 6:40. Next time you're dating someone and they introduce you to their dog for the first time, just know that your entire relationship future hinges on that.
Yes, this is very important. A new survey found 2/3 of dog owners say their dog plays a huge part in their relationships, and they use their dog to spot red flags, like when someone's jealous over the attention they give to their dog, or someone is too rough with their dog.
You read that with so much enthusiasm. I'm thinking that you know this one firsthand. Let's bring in 3 minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You have an advantage because Bailey the Wonder Dog is famous. So everybody, it's like meeting a star.
Yeah, well, now, you know, they do know
her. Nervous to meet Bailey. Yeah.
They do know her name, but, you know, one exception to this is when I have some friends that they're extremely allergic to pets. Mm. And so, you know, it's okay, you know, if they don't want to be around the dog because of that. But
they wouldn't be my friends.
Well, you know.
I think a lot of it, too, because you mentioned, you know, envious of the relationship you have with a pet. And, you know, I baby talk my dogs. And I'm the, you know, everybody does it. I'm just one of the few that will do it publicly. So if I'm introducing someone to my dog, I'll say, here's my little manch, doing my little hench, Mr. Fubin' a Flinch. And that's his bro over there. He's my little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, cat-headed thing, Mr. Thing. Gub, gub, gub.
Do other dogs come, too?
No, just them. They know what's going on. The other thing, this is kind of, can I tell you a somewhat evil story?
No. Sure. Go ahead.
When I lived in Chicago, I was a precocious child.
All the good stories start with Chicago.
Well,
Chicago.
So
he's very much Sophia.
I'd only do this to a girl I really liked, so I'd say, look, you know, before we can advance this relationship, I need you to meet my great grandparents. So, of course, they wanted to be with me, so why wouldn't they want to meet my great grandparents, right?
Sure. I have no idea why she looked at me.
A lot of support from the other side.
I have no idea what she was looking at me about.
I know where this is going.
So, someone
does.
So, we're going. We get in the car. Because if my great-grandparents don't approve of you, I can't see you anymore. So, it was way southwest of the city. And the further you go, the roads get narrower. There's no lights. It is dark. There's cornfields. So, I would take this sequence of turns and go up a hill into a cemetery and take them down between the headstones and say, there they are.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
That's
The fun part was, though, the scarier the drive got, the more I'd get my hand held, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was also a very protective kind of, I'm going home. Nobody likes my story.
I thought your dog was part of this trip.
No. Yeah. No.
Apparently not.
But I will say this. I've always had smaller dogs. And when you're a single guy and you're walking your little dog, it will attract more attention from women.
Yeah, because then we all want to come up and go, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I didn't have dogs until, what, 3 or 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
But when I met husband, I had cats, and he cat sat for me when I had to go to Mobile one
marriage
weekend.
Material.
Yeah. And I knew, because they liked him way more than me.
What do you do for cat sitting?
You just make sure they can't scoop their own litter box. Like, you have to go over there and wait on them, is basically what happened. Mm-hmm. And Loretta and Irene are spoiled, and they still, to this day, love him more than they love me.
Hey, another good datometer is if you're a single father and you're out with your child, and your child kind of backs away, or somebody gives off a creepy vibe, that's somebody you don't deal
with
either.
Okay, so that's another red flag.
Because dogs and kids, they're receivers. They're pure.
Hey.
Trust them.
Right?
Rich, if you skip
dating
back,
tips
so.
With Greg.
There's a one-on-one.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Have a great one.
Have a good one.
I got to find a cemetery.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's what you got from that. All right,
it worked.
Tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Now you're not gonna tell me that. What? I thought that was pretty good.
What? Huh? I really want to get Bailey a chair.
Oh.
I know, but you gotta find a way to put her up so she can be seen on the television.
Yeah, she gets on TV every once in a while.
A little bit of her was on today. Just
are you
bit.
Saying that we haven't done the weather yet?
No, we've not done the weather yet.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033. Radar looks like it has measles this morning. Little spots of very light rain moving through central Alabama. Just enough to get the windshield wipers going. And that'll be mainly this morning. So we're saying cloudy early. Then gradually we work our way into a partly sunny day with a high around 64. Relish today because it is the best day of the week weather-wise. Things go downhill after this. Cloudy tonight. Could be a shower late tonight. Low 48. Tomorrow, chilly, breezy day. Periods of rain. High 54. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms at times, locally heavy rain in spots. 73 Wednesday, 77 for a high on Thursday. Couple of showers and strong storms on Friday as well. We'll tease 80 degrees on Friday. Right now, this morning, with showers in the area, northwest winds at 11 miles per hour. It's a little cooler out there after yesterday's high of 77. We're 53 right now at 647.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Brian, I got to find a cemetery. I'm very grateful for that, since nobody I work with here was particularly...
What in the world?
I'm just an attention-seeking missile this morning.
I just thought a pet was going to be involved in that story.
Well, they were. We made mention of pets.
Okay, I got you.
Hey, Jim Weenie.
Did you see the sweetest picture ever of Loretta and Irene that I posted yesterday on Facebook?
I did not see that.
I missed it.
I'm telling y'all, it's so precious.
I'll bet it is. I'll bet it is.
Well, of course. Why would you guys be my friend outside of the studio?
No, I mean, I try to avoid Facebook whenever I can. I really do.
I thought you were saying, I try to avoid you on Facebook whenever I can.
You know, if I ever had serious doubts about the character of somebody and I wanted to put him through the ultimate test, I would ask him to meet Donnie Turner to get his opinion. Because he's that kind of guy, man. He's just got it so down and nailed when it comes to the concept of integrity. Montgomery Paint and Body's been around for 30 years. Why, Brandon was a young sprout when
he was.
Opened the movie.
I happen to know.
The movie opened the business back some 30 years ago. But now he's part of the business, and he's a chip off the old block in the most important sense. He exercises the same standard of excellence when it comes to the completeness and thoroughness of any automotive body repair. And no shortcuts. They've got talented people and state-of-the-art equipment, but I swear, I went to pick up my Rogue after one of those mailbox things, and it was gleaming. It looked like it just walked off, rolled off the Jack Ingram showroom. And Donnie, I couldn't see it, but he said, wait a minute, there's a speck of dirt there on the side of the dirt. Send it back. Wash that off. And they did. They washed it off and dried it again with a chamois. And that was that. So it's almost mind-boggling after all the grief and inconvenience of a car accident. When you go to get your car from MBP, this is going to be worth the wait because it's going to look good as new, maybe better. Not an idle promise. That's the way they do it at MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 27REC with a W is the number. Now, let's drum up some business. Come back with the cheap and trashy. Not much to talk about today. Other than Jesse Smollett.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic on a Monday morning. Things are getting busy already. We see a lot of traffic headed into the Air Force bases. Gunner Annex and Maxwell Air Force Base gates are crowding up just a little bit. Be careful in that area. If you're on the interstate, not a problem in the world right now. We have a smooth ride on 65 and on 85. South of town, we got an accident on I-65 at mile marker 151. Shouldn't cause you any problems this morning. Around the boulevard, no problems this morning. A little bit of slowdown around the traffic lights. We see a little bit of a jam around I-85 and down at the Wetumpka Highway. But other than that, just look out for the other guy and be careful this morning. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer for home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's ye olde President's Day Celebration-a-thon. In honor of George and Abe, for 3 days, the Bed Shoppy has slashed prices on horsehair mattresses and half off on the thing ye rest ye head on that be soft, but we have no name for yet. At Jefferson's Used Ox Carts, we're blowing out used ox carts. These ox carts have low miles and low splinters. And we also have one used ox. Plus 35% off all whips. At Witherspoon's Tooth and Shoe Repair, we'll sit ye down with one of our certified mouth lookers and give ye mouth a lookin'. And all tooths, be they oak, pine, walnut, and drift, are on sale up to 25% off. And at the Apple Store, you'll find the latest in Apple technology. Juice! Don't forget to bring the whole family by Pewter World to ride the Pewter! 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 It's ye olde President's Day Celebration-a-thon. Don't miss out, unless ye have shingles or a pox and such.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy for this Monday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM. The big story over the weekend, it's still the headline on Drudge, the wolf who cried MAGA. I told you on the first day story broke that this was total crap, and guess what? It is. And now he's facing charges. They could conceivably arrest him and charge him with a hate crime. And now that they've taken two Nigerian brothers into custody who say that Smollett paid $3,500 just to rough him up a little bit, enough to make him, you know, go to the hospital. The police, of course, have wasted hundreds of man hours on this whole farce.
And this was a ploy to get attention? Is that what it looks like?
He was to elevate his stardom.
Either a rational hatred of Trump, or some have speculated because Empire... There were stories that Empire was writing him out of the show.
They probably will now.
And, you know, the one network that really hasn't covered it all that much is Fox. Why? Because Empire runs on Fox.
Ooh.
How do you like that? Hollywood is having a horrendous year. I mean, it is dismal. Once again, the lowest box office for a long holiday weekend since the year 2000. The big new movie was Alita: Battle Angel.
What?
$27.8 million. I don't know what it is. Lego Movie has been an underperformer, Jay. $21 million up to $62 million for 2 weeks. Isn't it romantic?
Oh, I want to see that.
Well, not too many others did. You might want to check out reviews. What Men Want is number 4, and Happy Death Day to You. Wow, that's great. Did $9 million.
Have you noticed that they are doing way more special re-releases of classic films in theaters for limited engagements, like Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
I think I saw that My Fair Lady was coming back out.
I've heard that.
But I've noticed that recently that throughout the year they'll release some classics for like a limited 2-day engagement kind of thing.
I saw a streaming version of The Front Runner with, you know, the Gary Hart story.
I'm interested in that. I haven't seen it yet.
It was really good.
I watched that movie Dumplin' over the weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did it star Chicken?
No, it starred Jennifer Aniston.
And
so much Dolly Parton. It was amazing.
Hey, guess what? Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are engaged. He said,
Who the hell cares?
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of phonies, the NFL, man, is on a suicide mission. They caved in. They're going to give Colin Kaepernick $80 million.
For what?
Because of the claim that the owners colluded against giving him a job, when in fact, in the most legitimate sports sense of the word, A, he's not that good, B, nobody needs to bring somebody into a team game when the cameras are on him and it's all about, you know, taking a knee. It's ridiculous. The NFL seems determined to put itself out of business. Now, because they don't have the backbone, maybe they need a visit to Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
You know, if they needed to go, it's really... You know, really easy for you because the hours are so flexible. You know, they open at 7, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and close at noon, but come back from 2 until 6. And then on Tuesdays, it's 7 to noon. Super flexible scheduling with Millbrook Family Chiropractic. And you can even save time if you are a new patient by filling out your new patient paperwork online. You can learn a lot about what they do by visiting their website, millbrookchiropractor.com. Dr. Jeff Pasley and the folks at Millbrook Family Chiropractic are just so easy. So, I mean, for lack of a better, they're cool, man. Like, they tell you what's up. He explains it to you in a way you can understand what's going on with your body and how to work on getting yourself, you know, straightened back out and how to stay well. Wellness is key. So learn more about what Dr. Jeff Pasley and the folks at Millbrook Family Chiropractic do by visiting them in person at on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can call them at 285-8483 here in just another minute or so. And they're always available for you online at Millbrook Chiropractor.